one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back, American citizens. Citizens, hopefully, who are concerned about doing something to force Washington, D.C. to do their jobs. That's what it's all about. That's why the Minutemen are in business. We are in business to make change. Pragmatic change. We appreciate the interview with T.J. Bonner, and it's such an outrageous situation. And, you know, my years on the border, and I've spent literally thousands of hours, it seems, on the border, out in the field, getting my boots dirty, side by side with Border Patrol agents. It's amazing what they have to go through and what they deal with every day. And now we have these two agents, you know, who are about to go to jail. Both of them have families. They both are veteran Border Patrol agents, highly decorated, who get caught in this situation where it seems that somebody wanted to make an example out of Border Patrol agents. I mean, can you imagine, folks, what this is going to do if these two agents end up in prison for actually taking on a drug dealer, having a U.S. attorney go into Mexico, bringing the drug dealer back in, and having him testify against these two agents to make an example of them? Imagine the chilling effect on all Border Patrol agents. I mean, how can you do your job? You're out there, you can't shoot back at drug dealers when they shoot at you. You can't defend yourself from what is literally a war zone. And it's true, and if you've heard the stories and you know this along the Laredo, Texas area, Nogales, here in Arizona, I mean, I've seen them. I've seen them up close and personal. You've got heavily armed, rogue Mexican military. You have heavily armed drug dealers. And now the human smugglers are armed. Remember, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Smuggling human beings, smuggling drugs, smuggling weapons, and we hope not smuggling terrorists into this country. These two agents are facing 20 years in prison. What message is that going to send to the other agents out there trying to do their job? You can imagine this. They're always going to be second guessing themselves, always worrying about what kind of litigation may be brought against them. I mean, here we have U.S. attorneys. We have so-called civil rights groups such as the ACLU more concerned about the rights of criminals than concerned about the rights of our law enforcement agencies, our national security effort to protect Americans. I mean, what do? Pack up and leave? Because you can't protect yourself on the border? It's an outrageous situation. And again, we hope you will we'll hope you help out these two agents. You can go to our website at www.minutemanhq.com. Right on our front page, we have a story about these two agents and about how you can contribute to the relief fund. Again, that's Ramos Compien, C-O-M-P-E-A-N, Relief Fund, P.O. Box 47208, Tampa, Florida, 33647. And you can learn more about what the agents on the ground feel. And this is so important. These are the stories that you don't get. Go to the Border Patrol National Council's website and read the stories and hear the opinions of the men and women who are on the ground. These are the ground pounders, the one out there taking the fire, the ones out there having rocks thrown at them, having to save the lives of people and having to go up against these drug dealers. Go to the website, www.nbpc.net, and read how Border Patrol agents feel about Washington, D.C. and about this outrageous situation they've been put in. It's mind-boggling. I want to go back to the Minutemen. What do the Minutemen do? And who are we? And the Minutemen are made up of men and women who do not discriminate. In fact, you know, of American citizens who come from all walks of life, every creed, every religion, every ethnic background. That's a story you don't get in the media. We are concerned Americans. Many of our volunteers served in the military. We have military veterans. In fact, we have some of our veterans who stand out in the field with binoculars and cell phones, who are World War II veterans in their 80s. Can you imagine that? And that ranges all the way through veterans from the Korean conflict, the war in Vietnam, the first war in Iraq. And now we even have soldiers returning from this war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan who've registered as Minutemen volunteers and are out there outraged that we're protecting the borders of foreign nations, spilling blood, spending money, using our resources to protect people in other countries, but yet leave our borders wide open. So the Minutemen and women are made up of courageous American citizens who've answered the call, who understand what their civic duty is, and are sending a clear message to Washington, D.C. You better do your job, you better listen to us, because not only are we Minutemen, but we're voters, and we're taxpayers, and we're fed up with this situation. And we're sending Washington, D.C. a message, do your job, or we're going to fire you, and we're going to hire someone who will. We have that situation now in all four border states when it comes to state leadership, the governors, the state legislature. We need elected officials who understand that they're public servants, that they work for us, and that we are demanding a solution to this problem. We need to fix the problem and not cower in fear of the media or other groups whose agendas clearly are to keep the borders open. Don't be fearful of being called names. Let's get the job done, regardless of whose feeling it hurts. Minutemen Pledge. A Minuteman upholds the Constitution of the United States of America and reveres the American creed that unites us as one people, our Declaration of Independence. We declare our independence from Washington, D.C. We'll be back in just a moment.